What is the ideal of the University of Philosophy? This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. What is the ideal of the University of Philosophy? Now, we have the University of Healing, which sort of goes along with this name, always talking about techniques of healing, awarenesses of healing, and delight of healing, our wholeness in all the world. And it's right on the edge, right on the neighborhood of the ideal of the University of Philosophy. Now, the ideal of the University of Philosophy is living in a state of unawareness. Yes, living in a state of unawareness. Now, how do we live in a state of unawareness? Well, to live in a state of unawareness means that we are untouched by anything in our universe, and we do not judge anything in our universe. We are the epitome, we are the ultimate of unconditional love. Oh, yes. Many people in our world love unconditional love, and they want to demonstrate unconditional love, and they want to experience unconditional love. And in that process, they are seeking outwardly. Being unconditional love is an inner activity. It's an inward awareness, and the title that could be given to unconditional love is being in a state of bliss. And the state of bliss is one of total unawareness of the universe around us, total unawareness of what's going on or what isn't going on or what things are of value to us or what things are not of value to us. But the ideal of the University of Philosophy, the ideal of the Absolute Philosopher, is living in a state of bliss. Now, we'd all like to live in a state of bliss, we say, but we don't really want to. Because to live in a state of bliss, we no longer have any interest in the outer world. We live in the outer world, we love it and enjoy it, but we have no interest in it. Now you say, well, if you love it, you have an interest in it. No, no. Every experience I have, I love. Every experience I have created because my thought attention went to it. Not with judgment, not with expectations, but just with the existence of that situation by itself. Now, I look at a flower, and I'm not interested in how the flower grows, what happens when it's done. I look at it at the now instant, and I am in bliss as I look at the flower. I do not know its radiance. I do not know its fragrance. I do not know its beauty of design. I merely know that I feel so fulfilled when I look at that flower. It is the ultimate of completion. Oh, I look at a cloud in the sky, and I have that same feeling of bliss. I look at any person on the face of the earth, and I see through the eyes of my own indwelling self, I see them as bliss. Now, I am bliss to see them as bliss. They have no need, no desire, no wish, no want. They are all. They're unaware that they're all, and that's the charming beauty of it. Because in my state of being in bliss, I see them as fulfilled. Now, that they may not choose to see themselves as fulfilled is out of my vision. My vision only sees them as fulfilled from the state of bliss. Now, though some people may say, oh, that dress was not very comfortable, it was too tight and it was itchy and so forth. But as the person wearing the dress standing before me, I looked and I said to myself, what a glorious being! What a beautiful dress she's wearing! Oh, how lovely she looks! Oh, how complete, perfect, and wonderful! No judgment, just delight, just delight. Oh, not saying that dress probably is too tight, or that dress is probably scratchy because it's made out of this fabric, or that is this. You see, the moment I do that, I jump back into the human attitude of judgment, of possession, of observation, of thinking things are as they are and not as they really are. How do I, in bliss, look at things and see them as they really are? Well, let's go back to that very difficult word that says, I'm unaware. I am unaware of the dress being tight or loose. I'm unaware of the person looking beautiful or not beautiful. I'm just aware that the person expresses what I see as its, their, absolute reality. The original purity and integrity of that being. Now, their original purity and integrity may not include a dress. It may not include a body. It may not include anything. It may be a concept that stands before me, which it probably is if I were able to define it that way. And I see the concepts in my state of bliss, and the concepts are glorious and wonderful and uplifting and fabulous. But that's the ideal of the University of Philosophy. Guiding people who come to its domain to understand their state of bliss, their awareness of their unawareness, their unawareness of their awareness. Yes, it sounds strange, but it's very true. It's very true. You do not see the smiling Buddha. You see the Buddha living in that state of bliss. Now, it may appear like the Mona Lisa smile, just the twinkling of the edges of the lips, but in truth, there is no happiness or unhappiness. There is no smile or lack of smile. There is only isness. Now, when you and I have the capacity to look at the Mona Lisa and see the smile, when you and I have the capacity to look at the Buddha in its representation and see on its face, in its being, neither fat nor thin, nor short nor tall, nor smile or frown or anything at all. It is only the beauty of that inward bliss. You look at a little child, and the little child has finished its meal, and it lays back, and it's just about to drop off to sleep. Just an instant or two before it drops off to sleep, it has the most blissful look on its face. All is right with the world, and I am in peace. All is right with the world, and I am in peace. And that child is so glorious to look at that we cannot take our eyes off of it. We stand there in adoration, watching the child as it prepares to fall asleep. And the instant between awakeness and asleepness happens so quickly that we don't even realize that it has drifted off to dreamland, that it has drifted off to its original purity and integrity, because it didn't come far from it. It is still very much aware of that original purity and integrity, that peace, that bliss. It does not feel it must crouch and protect itself. It doesn't feel that it must have a cover on or no cover on. It kicks them off most of the time. And if it could kick off its clothing, it would do that too, because it wants to just be au naturel, absolute. The child, in its state of bliss, is living an inward awareness, and the outward is of absolutely no importance. When you and I can touch that just a little bit, then we are on our pathway too. But we're so engrossed in living in the present moment, not in the now, but in the present moment. And because we're living in the present moment and all that it entails, we're missing the bliss of the now, the instant. The instant in which the child is between awakeness and sleep, but the instant of bliss, of knowing all is right with the world. This is the ideal of the University of Philosophy. This is the ideal taught by the Absolute Philosopher. And this is what it's all about, knowing bliss. Think on these things with me, if you will, and enjoy them as much as I do. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.